Mr. Garrett.
Jason, what's up?
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm good. You?
We're great down here in Washington, D.C. We're going to be even better when you come swing down here at MGM National Harbor on Tuesday, October 24th. I hear you're sharing the stage with Rita Rudner. How cool has that been, touring with her?
Oh, she's awesome. She's an old buddy, and we did this about 3 years ago last time, and we were talking, and we're like, you know, let's do it again, and she's a blast.
That's awesome. What sort of topics do you guys delve into? Is it, do you do political stuff when you swing through D.C., or is it, what else we talk about?
You know, I'm really, I don't do a lot of political, you know, I'm not a fan of the administration, so I do kind of get into that a little bit. I you know, my act's a little raunchy, so people have to know it's not, you know, they're not going to see Robert from Raymond, but, you know, I get into a lot of stuff, a lot of midlife stuff. I do a lot of audience stuff because I'm an improv guy by nature. So I do a lot of that. And I just, I talk about things that people just like to think about. I got no filter, my brother. I got no filter.
We can tell already. Oh, I love it. No, it's so great. That's so great. We can't wait to see you. And a lot of our listeners who know you from the TV shows, they might not remember that. I believe you got an early break in stand-up with Star Search and The Tonight Show. Memories of those early days?
Oh, yeah. It was back in 1984, before you were born.
I was born that year. Oh, today, actually, is my birthday.
Today's your birthday?
October 16th, 84.
My brother. My son's birthday is the 14th.
Well, there you go. There you go. Awesome. Yeah, memories of that back in those days in 84 as a stand-up.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, before I auditioned and got on Star Search, I was, a year before, I was waitering at TGI Fridays, you know, out in L.A. So, yeah, I was pretty new, and, you know, I can barely look at that set today without wanting to put my head in the oven. But it was a great time, and it was, you know, the first year Star Search was on, and it was kind of a cool thing. And, you know, I got lucky. I went up against some very funny guys, and, you know, what can I tell you? I did some hacky impressions, and the country went for it.
How cool was it to be on with Johnny Carson too? Because he really put you in the next stratosphere.
Yeah, he really, really did. And you know, it's just very odd to stand on the other side of that curtain you grew up watching. You know, and I guess that explains the dry heaves. But it was really, you know, it was wonderful, you know, and. You know, he was the king, and just to get that opportunity, I was like 24, and you know, it was great. I've worked hard, but I've been lucky, you know, and I'm very grateful, and the MGM has been amazing to me. I have my own comedy club that they let me build here in Vegas at the MGM. I haven't been at the one out in DC, but I hear it's great, and I'm looking forward to that, and been a long road, but hey, I'm loving it.
Yeah, keep it going, man. A lot of road left too. We hear you're also guest star. Yeah, no, you got it. You'll be guest starring on CBS's show Bull on Tuesday night. Remind us what the show is about in case our listeners haven't seen it, and what role will you be guesting as?
I'll be playing Michael Weatherly's wife, Kimberly. And no, Bull is, hold on.
I think you can pull that off. I think you can pull it off.
There you go. If you haven't seen me in heels, I got to tell you, I'm like 9 feet. Bull is a wonderful show. It stars Michael Weatherly from NCIS, and he plays an expert in human behavior, a psychologist who is actually able to look at a jury as a whole and actually determine how a case is going to progress or not progress, depending on the dynamic of the human, you know, the human capabilities of the people in the jury. It's really, really very interesting. It was taken up of Dr. Phil's earlier life, who this is exactly what he did. And, you know, if you know Dr. Phil, him and Michael Weatherly, I mean, it's a dead ringer.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, these guys are exactly the same. What happens in this episode is Bull is being sued for the first time. The tables have been turned by a very high-profile celebrity, and he needs to hire a defense attorney. And he comes looking for me, who was I was one of his mentors early on when he was starting out in law school, and he finds me, you know, in the back of a deli in the streets of New York, which right. is now my office, the delicatessen. And we're very, very different type of dynamic of how we deal with people, and I play kind of an eccentric guy who's, again, no filter, and who kind of shoots from the hip, and is really the only one who's ever been able to control bull in a courtroom. So, you know, we butt heads a little bit, but it was a really fun gig for me, man, when they called me to do this. And I think we had a fun chemistry out there. You know, we were very different characters. They wrote a great character for me, and I think it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun scenes.
That's great. Yeah, no, and I really do. I love seeing that, you know, you're doing Bull, and then to see Ray Romano in The Big Sick. He was hilarious in that. Like, I love seeing you guys. Yeah, you saw it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Why didn't you go see my movie? And you go, this guy can't walk and talk, and then you see him in film, and you go, this guy's unbelievable.
I'm still happy for him, man. You're still picking on him. No, it's so funny that you guys, we believed you guys in Everybody Loves Raymond. We believed you guys as the bickering brothers. Like, why do you think the chemistry works so well with you guys?
You know, it's funny. The writing was amazing, and that's really the key. You know, especially in a sitcom. I mean, yeah, we were. You know, I mean, to get Peter and Doris and have a cast like that. I mean, that had a lot to do with it. But it was great writing, and the writers wrote, you know, they were all brothers and sisters and husbands and wives, and they all wrote from that dynamic. And, you know, Ray has two brothers, I have two brothers, and I think we just brought a lot of that dynamic, you know, to the show. But, you know, we still hang out, we still bust each other's balls, you know, we took the wives, we went on a little vacation in New Orleans, and I love hanging with Ray because, you know, we're very different, and he's so funny, and and we love food, and we love poker, so, you know, we went shopping, and, you know, we were in the bowels of a casino in New Orleans. I can't tell you how wonderful that was. And then, you know, he was like, I don't know if I should eat the shellfish because of Katrina. And you're like, I'm like, Ray, just eat the friggin' oyster, and let's, please, and, you know, what do you think is it? I smell propane. Why do I smell propane? Ray, we're at an airport. I don't know what to tell you. Just get cozy on your bag of money. Just sleep in the corner. You know when you're jacked. You know. But we do have a lot of fun.
No, that's
we miss those days, but we're grateful for them. You know.
Yeah, no, it's so great that you guys stay in touch. Do you stay in touch with Patricia? Like, she's been doing The Middle, and man, I think she's one of the unsung heroes of that show too. Why was she so like such a great, you know, gifted comic actress in that show? She was great.
She is a brilliant actor, and you know what was great about Patty's choices as an actor is she was one of the first comedic wives on TV that refused to play the victim. And from an actor's perspective, it was really a brilliant choice because, you know, she's surrounded on the show by this daily circus that just, you know, plops in her house. And she could have played it like that ho-hum put-upon wife.
Right.
And she just was always swinging for the fences and strong. But you cared about, you know, she's just incredibly gifted. She's just a really, really good actor. And, It was just a great dynamic because, you know, between my character and Ray's character, her choice to be, you know, really the alpha in the show, because, you know, Marie was the alpha in the show too, but she was passive aggressive about it.
Yeah.
Where Patty was just in your face with it.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, we were lucky, man. Everyone brought something different to it. And, you know, again, I got to just give it up to the writers because it's, you know, I don't know how they every week write a play, you know, for 211 episodes that just, you know, that just hum.
Yeah, it's an all-timer sitcom, man. Final question on Raymond. Hey. I got to hear about Peter Boyle and Doris Roberts. I mean, I'm sure you missed the hell out of them. We all miss watching them. But B, just how, you know, now that, you know, that it's a couple years since they passed, you know, just looking back and just how grateful you are to work with them.
Well, that was the thing. You know, Ray and I, you know, who were pretty, you know, I had done a few failed shows and a couple guest spots by the time Raymond came around. Ray was pretty much brand new. And, you know, we were sitting around, and Ray's like, man, you know, I can't believe Peter Boyle was playing our dad, you know. And I was like, this is incredible. And he goes, it's perfect casting because he was young Frankenstein, and you look like Frankenstein. So everyone's going to think, you know, we're really a family.
you're putting on the Ritz.
I'm putting on the Ritz.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what it was. I mean, he was legendary. He came from film. Doris came from TV, and she was huge on Broadway, you know, and Patty, you know, came, and me and Ray were stand-ups. So it's like, you know, we were nervous and worried, but it was like going to school every day. Because you watch Peter, you watch Doris, and you know, Ray's growth as an actor. I mean, if you go back to Vinyl, which I thought he was a genius in, to The Big Sick, it's just remarkable to see his range and his ability. You know, he's always been able to play that humanity card, which is a tough thing to play, especially for a stand-up, because we're always, you know, we're so used to hiding. But he's always been wonderful. He just, you know, especially in The Big Sick, I mean, I'm sitting there in the movie, I'm going, you know, my boy, he's arrived, you know.
And right.
It's exciting. It's exciting. But we learned a lot from Peter and Doris. And, you know, we would just sit back and watch them in a scene and go, oh, how lucky are we that we're part of this circus.
Absolutely. You'll never, you know, find that, you know, that cast of characters again. I mean, just, you guys were all just, it was.
I know it's over. Yeah. I know it's over. You can tell me.
No, man, you got a long road.
It's over.
Oh, awesome. No, we can't wait to see you at MGM. But final seconds before I cut you loose, but the bottle deposit of Seinfeld, the car salesman, I'll never forget you. and I also think you tried to kill Will Smith in a Fresh Prince episode. You had a couple little...
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're taking it back. We're taking it back.
Baby, you are taking it back.
No, wow. But memories of working with Will and Jerry and Julia Louis, all those guys.
Well, look, you know, I got that Seinfeld gig just before I got the pilot to Raymond. And, you know, I went in, I auditioned for Larry David and Jerry, and, you know, I was a wreck because, you know, these are icons. And, you know, we knew at that time it was the greatest sitcom ever and will always be.
Yep.
Nothing will match that.
Agreed.
And I loved it. You know, I mean, coming up in stand-up, you know, we would look at, you know, we'd go watch Jerry, and you want to go put your head in the oven after you see him work. And he was like that at 21. I mean, he's always brilliant. So, but that was fun. I mean, we had trouble getting through some of the things with Tony about him. You know, you're not taking care of your car. You know, those scenes, you know, he would try not to laugh, and I would try not to laugh, and we had a blast. But it's funny how many people bring up the bottle deposit episode. But it was great. You know, you know, I'm really grateful. Sometimes I got to pinch myself. You know, I've been very lucky, and you know, don't get better than Jerry. Don't get funnier than Larry David. It just doesn't.
Yeah. Well, we're glad that all these years later, we're glad you didn't put your head in that TGIF oven, because then we wouldn't be able to we wouldn't be able to see it at MGM National Harbor on Tuesday, October 24th, and also check out a Bull on Tuesday on CBS. Brad Garrett, you are the man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. I thank you for your time, and we'll see you in D.C.
Yeah, we'll see you out there at MGM.
Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Yep. See you.